Let's pray together. Lord, may the words of my mouth, the laments of all of our hearts, be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What did you bring today that you have not said aloud? What corner of sorrow have you left covered? What rage that is also grief is hidden away? What have you been told is too much, too great? What have you been told you must push out of sight? What sorrow is deep within you so that you can make it through the day? Once a year, on the 1st of November, the church pauses for these questions. We are a busy people. We distract ourselves through the hours. We work without pause, return again to a race for efficiency, too busy to attend to the grief we bury in our chests. So pause here. Pause here among these others who have come to take your sorrow in their hands and those who will ask you to carry theirs. Stay here a while. Open your heart just a crack. Let the air turn the wound towards healing. This is not a place of despair. We are not here to wave a white flag of surrender. We are here to see in a new way. Passing over grief may allow us to survive a little longer, to go on to whatever is next, but it will never make you whole. And so today, we bring our laments. And we lay them before Jesus, to the one who was born of the suffering of his mother, and who cried out in pain on the cross. We remember that in Jesus' death, he takes all of history's victims into himself. All our sorrows and all our griefs, they are joined to him. Jesus is the solidarity of history, a God who will not be God without us. And the table is still here. The words of Lamentations remind us of hunger in the child's mouth that causes her tongue to stick to the roof of her mouth. And yet the table remains near the cross. We can't pull apart the Lord's Supper from crucifixion. Before Jesus dies, he offers a final meal and ties it to his death. And we too take Christ into our bodies. Our communion moves between hope and sorrow, between lament and joy, because both are always there before us. This is my body sacrificed for you. This is my blood shed for you. Jesus says these words before creation. We take the suffering of Jesus in our bodies, knowing that we are resurrected in Christ. Death will never have the last word. He dies the death of all victims of our world. Jesus is swept into the violence and the sickness and disease that plague our planet. We return here to the cross, not to relive trauma. We return because the backbone of lament is not despair. It is hope. The cross before us today is empty in resurrection. What have you hidden within you in order to survive? What terror in the world keeps you awake at night? What is the bread of tears that has become your meal? Whatever you bring today, it is good. Whatever you bear, it is holy. Whatever your sorrow for your life or for the world, whatever wells up within you, it has died, and it will rise again, now healed, now made whole in Jesus. Amen.